Hello, and welcome to our second podcast for our pilgrimage of faith, heritage, and music. Today, we will cover the music of one of the greatest German composers of the middle 17th century, and one of the most important musical figures of the Baroque, Heinrich Schütz. Schütz was born on October 8, 1585, exactly 100 years before another famous German composer, J.S. Bach. As a young boy, he showed a special aptitude for languages, learning Latin, Greek, and French. In 1608, he was admitted to the university. Although he started studying law, his teachers recognized his musical gifts and encouraged him to study with Giovanni Gabrieli in Venice, Italy. Schütz studied with Gabrieli for 2 years and developed a lifelong friendship. On Gabrieli's deathbed, he left one of his rings to Schütz, and Schütz never acknowledged anyone else as his teacher. Here now is an example of the music of Gabrieli. Notice the stereo effect he gets by placing two groups at some distance apart. That was a recording of Hodie Christus Natus Est, Today Christ is Born, a motet for 8 parts for 2 choirs, accompanied by brass and organ, and recorded in the marvelous acoustics of the San Marco Cathedral in Venice, Italy. 2 years was not enough. Gabrieli encouraged Schütz's employer to let him stay another 2 years. Upon Gabrieli's death, Schütz returned to Germany and to the employment of the Landgrave Moritz. During this time, his family encouraged him to pursue other occupations. However, in 1614, he was asked to provide music and to, quote, stay a while in the court of Elector Johann Georg I of Saxony. At the end of August 1615, he left for Dresden to provide musical leadership, and his fate was sealed. Landgrave Moritz did not give up easily. He asked Elector Johann Georg to send his favorite musician back to the city of Kassel to provide leadership of the choir and to tutor his sons. The Landgrave, however, needed to remain in good terms with Georg, so Moritz permanently ceded Schütz in 1617. Schütz's name appears on a Dresden pay document of 1618 as organist and music director. In 1621, Praetorius, then the interim director, died, which meant Schütz succeeded him as Hofkapellmeister of the court of Elector Johann Georg. He was now at the age of 33 and the director of the largest and most important music establishment in Protestant Lutheran Germany, a position he would hold until the end of his life. In 1619, he published his first collection of sacred music, the Psalms of David, a collection of 26 psalm settings and motets, containing some of the most elaborate music he ever composed. These works established him as a reputation in Germany. These were works for multiple choirs with basso continuo, which is the cello, bass, and organ. Here is an example of those works. Notice the similarity to Gabrielli. Was a setting of Psalm 98, Singet dem Herren, by Heinrich Schütz. The appearance of these psalms fulfilled his ambition to, quote, distinguish myself properly by bringing forth a worthy piece of work. It coincided with the preparations for his own wedding. On June 1, 1619, he married Magdalena Wildeck, the 18-year-old daughter of an official at the court. In 1625, Schütz suffered perhaps the severest personal blow of his life. On September 6th, Magdalena Schütz died after a short illness. Feeling unable to raise his two daughters by himself, he placed them in a care of their maternal grandmother. Contrary to custom, he never remarried. During this time, he devoted himself to composing the so-called Becker Psalter, a collection of simple part songs based on the popular psalm paraphrases of the Leipzig theologian Cornelius Becker. Here is a short example. Schütz found comfort in these psalms. In the foreword to the publication, he writes, "It pleased God the Almighty that the sudden death of my late dear wife bring to a halt such other work as I was engaged in and put this little psalter in my hands, as it were, so that I could draw greater comfort from it in my sorrow." In the autumn of 1631, Saxony entered the Thirty Years' War for the first time. The number of singers and instrumentalists soon declined drastically, and musical activities at the court ground almost to a halt. As a result of the declining number of musicians, Schütz published in 1636 his Kleine Geistliche Konzerte, the Small Sacred Concertos, motets for 1 to 5 solo voices and organ. Here is an example from that collection, another setting of the Hodie Christus Natus Est, For Today Christ Is Born, for 2 voices, organ and cello. Ooh. After the death of his brother Georg in 1637, Schütz became responsible for the education of Georg's children. He brought them to live with him and installed them in the court choir. The long series of personal losses that Schütz suffered throughout the 1630s culminated with the death of his elder daughter Anna Justina in the early months of 1638. In 1639, he published the second volume of the Kleine Geistliche Konzerte. He apologized for offering the prince, quote, so small and simple a piece of work, noting once again how the war made it impossible to bring out the other and without boasting better works that I have at hand. From 1642 to 1644, he worked in Denmark assisting the Danish court. He was called on many times throughout his life to work with various courts and their choirs. After peace was declared in October of 1648, the court in Dresden was in severe debt, and many times the musicians could not be paid. Schütz, now 63 years old, petitioned the court to be released from his duties. As he had done 6 years earlier, he asked the elector to free me from my regular obligations so that I may gather together and complete what remains of the musical works that I began in my youth and have them printed from my remembrance. He was quite serious about retirement. In 1651, he purchased a house in nearby Weisenfels. In 1655, Johann Georg, the man whom Schütz had served for more than 40 years, died. Despite everything, this death must have affected him deeply. For the funeral, Schütz composed two settings of the German Nunc Dimittis, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace. The new elector, Johann Georg II, installed a new director, and Schütz was now released from his daily responsibilities. He continued to compose along with revising and expanding a version of his Becker Psalter, which he brought out in 1661. Few external events mark the final years of Schütz's life. However, the old man still retained his skills as a composer. In the early 1670s, he prepared to take his leave and chose a passage from Psalm 119 as his funeral text, which was set to music by a friend. Ultimately, Schütz set the whole psalm, all 176 verses, in 11 motets, together with the setting of Psalm 100, the Magnificat, Mary's Song of Praise. This is known as his Swan Song. Fair copies were made and presented to the elector. However, there is no indication that they were performed. In fact, they were lost until as late as 1900, when they were discovered in a museum in Poland, only to be lost again until the middle of the 1970s. In our final example, here is a part of the German Magnificat from Schütz's Schwaneingesang, or his Swan Song. I hope you have enjoyed this brief podcast of Heinrich Schütz. Thank you for listening.